KFYO, good morning. It's 7:39 with Tom and Laura. Good morning. Congressman Randy Neugebauer is on the line with us, enjoying the rain this morning, I suppose?
Absolutely. Good morning, Tom, Laura. This is this has got to be $1 million rain. Dan and I have been traveling through the district last week, and those crops were beginning to look like they could use a drink of water. So this is a much-needed and much-welcomed rain.
Yeah, I can tell you that I dropped my wife out at the airport on Sunday, a week ago, and then picked her up on this last Friday. But the cotton out there on both sides of Regis toward the airport, man, it was looking good when I dropped her off. But when I picked her up on Friday and we drove back in, man, it was blooming. Mm-hmm. So this rain's going to make it go crazy.
That's good. Good timing.
Yeah, so you're right about that $1 million rain, I'll bet. Probably more than $1 million rain. Maybe it could even be a $5 million rain.
It could be a bunch, absolutely.
All right,
and
man.
I tell you, our farmers and ranchers, they need this. You know, they've had some pretty rough two or three, four-year period here. And so they all, a lot of them have an opportunity this year to make a pretty good crop. So this is a good thing for them.
Absolutely. And so far they're saying the El Nino may even help the farmers out even more in the coming months.
Well, they need it. They need it. So that's very good.
All right, Randy, there's all kinds of stuff happening. One of the things that, and I don't want to get too deep into this because we're going to hit a break here in just a sec, but when we come back, we're going to go ahead and talk about the bombing that's going on and some of the atrocities that are happening over in Iran, Iraq, that area. And what we're doing effectively to contribute to the situation. We'll be back. Congressman Randy Neugebauer at 7:41. Good morning. 7:45 with Tom Collins, Laura Mack. Lubbock's First News with Congressman Randy Neugebauer on the line. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here this morning.
Good to be back with you.
All right, let's direct the conversation to the Iran-Iraq area in the Middle East. Just kind of throw a few things out there. You know, we were going in and doing some limited airstrikes to help some of these people. There's a genocidal thing kind of going on where ISIS is trying to extinguish all other religions except their own.
And they had thousands of men, women, and children trapped on a mountain.
40,000 to be exact, or 40,000 plus.
Without food or water.
Right. And now these people are also, they're fleeing, Randy, but what these ISIS people are doing is they're taking the women and young ladies, and then they're taking, I guess they're maybe killing men, but taking the young boys and decapitating them and putting their heads on a stick. What's going on, man?
Terrible things. I think what people have to understand is that those people have I don't know if they even have any values, but it's certainly a value system that's much different than ours. And it's very secular, territorial, even tribal. And, that region is a wreck. And, we've been doing some humanitarian relief for those people trapped up on the mountain, giving them some food and water. And then the president last week, ordered some limited airstrikes to help some of the Kurdish and Iraqi forces, start to beat those folks back. But, this is a problem. That whole region is a powder keg.
It is, absolutely. How big is ISIS? Do we know exactly how big this is? People have compared it to Al-Qaeda, and how that was so pre-9/11 a dangerous group. And now is Al-Qaeda kind of being replaced by this ISIS organization?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know if I've seen any numbers that indicate what their strength is, but what we do know is that they're fairly well armed. And I think one of the missed opportunities here, and we look back in retrospect now, is when they were first making their surge and they had formed that caravan, there was some discussion about, you know, while we had them out in the open there, whether that was an opportunity to order some airstrikes. But, you know, the problem with Iraq right now is that their government is a little bit in disarray themselves, and so there's not a lot of leadership going on there, and as well as that we've got a reluctant president to get engaged in any of these opportunities.
Okay, well, this is kind of interesting because, you know, Osama bin Laden's dead. You know, Al-Qaeda's on the run. You know, I mean, I think all that statement and killing bin Laden did was unify that base of terrorists. You know, just throwing gas on a fire in a 50-mile-an-hour wind. And then to say that, you know, we're going to pull out, and a lot of the experts, military experts, say that, you know, they feel like we pulled out of Iraq prematurely, and that's one of the reasons why the region is so unstable. Now, you know, the thing is we've already gone back and gone against our own policy that previously only permitted arms deals with the Iraqi government. Now we're arming the Kurds, and the limited airstrikes are said to continue until he wants to stop bombing. Then he goes on a 2-week vacation, and which, you know, he's probably going to be in touch in some way, shape, or form. But, you know, he's out playing golf while all this stuff is going on. Now, I get it. But the thing is I don't think, and mark my words here, I'm going to make a prediction. There will be boots on the ground before this is over. There will be boots on the ground this is over. Before it's over, what do you think?
You know, I don't know that I know the answer to that, Tom. I know that the president, that would be a real problem for him politically and for his party. And so it would have to be, you know, something that he could clearly explain why we're going to do that. I think what's missing here, and I think that's kind of the point you were make, is there's no clear policy here. There's no clear direction from the commander-in-chief of what our policy is going to be, whether it's in Iraq, if it's Syria, it's Northern Africa, it's around the world. One of the things that I believe, we cannot be the world's police officer. And so what is going to be our strategy? What is going to be our policy, you know, when these kind of things pop up around the world? And the president, I don't think, has a clear policy, and we're just kind of hitting and missing. If we were going to get involved in the limited airstrike, a month ago would have been a better time to do it rather than now that, you know, they've got these people cornered up on a mountain.
Well, the word limited, you know, LTD, you know, wow. If we're going to do it, Laura had a great idea. She goes, can't we just kill all these ISIS people?
They're so horrible. They are horrible, evil people. And they're killed. They've got these people on a mountain under the pretense, I don't know if they really believe it, that these people are devil worshipers because of their religion and all that. So, but I mean, what could be more evil than the way that they are treating people? Talk about devil worshiping.
Oh, it is. I mean, it's terrible. And, you know, the thing that I think you're going to have to do is one, stabilize the Iraqi government. They need somebody to determine who's going to be in control of that country and determine whether you can get in control of that country because it's very divided. But then the other thing, too, is moving forward, this war on terrorism is a war on terrorism, and I think what we're going to have to do is define what our role is going to be, even when it's not necessarily, a direct threat to the U.S.
Well, Randy, I do know this, that before this is all over, the United States of America Armed Forces is going to have to open up a big old can of whoop-ass. I'm just telling you. Now, I did have a text question from a listener about the effect on oil production in northern Iraq. Can you answer that right before we go to break, please?
Well, I think there's some question about who's in control of the oil assets in northern Iraq, and I'm not sure that I've seen anything recently. There was some discussion that ISIS was in control of one of the terminals, but I have not confirmed that.
Okay.
Well, we need to always remember, too, right now, that a lot of these people that they have that are under all this situation right now with ISIS, they're Christians.
Yeah.
And we need to remember all those people over there in our prayers.
Absolutely.
It's 7:52. We'll be back with Congressman Randy Neugebauer. 7:57 with Tom Collins, Laura Mack. Good morning. Lubbock's First News on Monday. Enjoying the rain. On the line, Congressman Randy Neugebauer.
Yeah, and I had a question about the new VA clinic going in.
Yes, Laura, thanks for that question. You know, several years ago, I sat down with and met with three generals, General Bernie Mettenmeyer, Walt Huffman, former dean of the Texas Tech Law School, Edgar Murphy, all former generals, and talking about, you know, how we deliver health care better for our veterans. And there's a VA clinic in Lubbock, and one of their idea was that we could better serve our veterans if we could move that VA clinic, which is too small now, expand it and put it on the health sciences campus. And so some dialogue with Texas Tech and began, and we began to work with the VA committee in Washington. And this is a VA bill that we passed a couple of weeks ago to help with the backlog of veterans that have been waiting to see doctors. Also included a new lease for a potential site on the Texas Tech campus. And just think of what a great resource that's going to be for our veterans if we could put them on the Texas Tech campus where they've got all of those specialty doctors there that are available to them.
Well, it's a darn good medical facility. Hey, I wanted to ask you, though, are you saying that we're going to be moving the existing VA clinic over there, or is this going to be an addition?
You know, the lease is going to be up, Tom, on the existing VA facility, and so it is too small, and they're out of space over there. So they're looking to release it at another location. So it would be relocating that one into a larger facility.
Okay.
As I understand it, they need space right now, and then what they want to do is plan for space, you know, over the next 5 or 10 years.
All right. Well, that's good news. It'll take a little while to get that done, though.
It will. But this is, I think, a great start, and I think it'll be a great thing for our veterans.
All right, Randy. Mm-hmm. Hey, thanks for joining us this morning. Have a good day. Enjoy the rain, okay?
You do. Take care. Have a great week.
All right, fantastic. See you. Congressman Randy Neugebauer, thanks for being with us this morning.